President Obama has signed the sweeping financial overhaul bill into law, but there is still much to work out, like who will lead a potentially powerful new agency, the Consumer Protection Bureau. NPR's John Itzde reports.
The big banks and other business interests fought hard to kill the new Consumer Bureau, but they failed. Now they face the reality of the strongest government consumer advocate in history. President Obama will appoint the new director, and among the people he's considering is Elizabeth Warren. She's the Harvard professor who heads the House Oversight Committee on the TARP bailout program. Warren was also a vigorous advocate for the new Consumer Bureau and a vocal critic of the big banks. Edward Yingling, head of the American Bankers Association, says there's tremendous concern in the industry over the prospect of Warren becoming the Bureau's first director. But consumer advocates have just the opposite view.
Elizabeth Warren is one of the great experts in the country on the economics of middle-class families and supporting them and protecting them.
That's Heather Booth, head of Americans for Financial Reform.
There's no one who has the background with the depth on the issue and the willingness to stand up to those biggest banks.
Warren also has close ties with members of the White House inner circle, but Senate Banking Committee Chairman Democrat Chris Dodd has suggested Warren might have trouble being confirmed by the Senate. The president is expected to make his choice soon. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.